Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast, your weekly dose of soul-to-soul conversation that will have you saying peace out to your 9-to-5 to explore in your sacred calling. The topics center around conscious business and interviews with the folks who started them. We'll be exploring the art of being human and what it takes to live your life fully expressed and financially free. I'm Christina Gomes, and I went from high-paying job as a psychotherapist to leaving it all behind for my desire to travel the world playing my original music, to becoming the CEO and soulpreneur founder of FreeYourCreativity.org, where I help visionary leaders create the businesses of their wildest dreams. If you have a sacred calling, stick around. My prayer is that you become the permission slip for the collective, as you hear the soul-inspiring stories that call you forth into creative action. Let's get to the soul. Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast. I'm here interviewing a former client of mine, and she has a lovely bio, so I'm going to read it out loud. But I'm so excited for this interview today because we're going to get deep into a method of transformation that I know that you've been interested in for a while if you've clicked on the audio for this podcast. And you're probably here because you want to heal, you want to live an expansive life, you want to live your life fully as a conscious creator and create anything in your life. And I know that the skills that Lucy holds and teaches on help you with so many things in your life, and we're going to get into that today. But I want to read her bio because it's so beautiful. Lucy is a rebirthing breathwork and empowerment coach, single, newly divorced mama. She's single, y'all. And she's a Brit living in Texas. And I love this part, soon to be cacao ceremonialist. And why I wanted to like introduce you and interview you today is because you are like my dream client, this multi-passionate, deep woman on a mission. And so why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and let them know why you came here today and why you're excited about breathwork.
Okay, so adding to, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me. So excited to be on your podcast. Mm. Adding to everything that you just said, I would say that my mission is really to help women easing their overwhelm and anxiety. And I love to help them to heal where they're stuck in their life and step into their power and become more emotionally resilient, so that when the shit hits the fan, we have the inner resources to deal with what's coming up. And that's really my purpose right now.
I love that so much, because my listeners, want to start a business, just like when you came into the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. Like, all these skills that you hold were ultimately to create offers and so that you could live your mission. And when people are listening to this podcast, and this one in particular, it's like, yes, how do we run businesses when we're still healing from stuff?
Yeah.
What's the best way to heal? And can we still run our businesses even though we're healing? And I want to say yes. And today we're going to talk about some ways. And so what attracted you to breath work and made you want to help people to heal in this life?
So specifically with the rebirthing breath work, previous to being a facilitator, I was coaching. And I was noticing that mindset coaching only really takes us so far when we're holding a lot of negative energetic imprints, shall we say, emotional blockages in the body. And I was really called to breathwork just intuitively. I'd never done it before, ever, but I knew I was meant to be doing it. Same with the cacao. Mm-hmm. It's like they're like just keeps talking to me. Like every time I see something to do with breath work, it's like, I'm meant to be doing that. I did my first rebirthing breath work session personally. And then within weeks, I signed up to be a facilitator because I knew that was the specific method of breath work that I was supposed to teach. So So I'd say intuitively, I just knew. Yeah.
I love that so much, because when people are like starting a business, they think that they need all of these like business skills. And what I love about your work is you continuously grow in your skills of facilitation and in your, you have, you know, you're obviously an empowerment coach, but you have all these tools. And it sounds like you just knew that this was your methodology. This was going to help so many people. I've done a breathwork session so long ago, rebirthing in particular, and I've done a few breathwork sessions since then. But one of my first experiences when I started on the path of awakening was with a rebirth breathwork session under a waterfall in Thailand. And so I definitely can attest to the power of the work.
That sounds like such a vibe. I need to do one like that.
Right. Well, also the vibe, because I was like crying and rebirthing and all the things. So it was like, it was really doing the work. And then when you integrate, you have a waterfall, and it's such powerful work. And what I really love that you're speaking to is this knowing that you are meant to do this work. And so what separated, and I know it was an intuition, but was there something that separated breathwork from a different modality? You talked about the body, but can we go a little deeper into that? What's the difference between mindset coaching and really moving through the body with this healing work?
Well, it all comes down to the energy that we're holding in our body from these past experiences. And the mindset works great. Affirmations are great. All of that is helpful. Talk therapy, coaching, counseling, all of that is great. But if we're still holding these past experiences in our tissues, in our body, then we're getting re-triggered all the time in our subconscious body mind. And we have no idea that's what's happening because it's so hidden away from our conscious mind. And that's why I love rebirthing breathwork so much, because we're able to access and gently and safely release and process these blockages, these patterns that have been really dictating our lives and our behavior and our decisions and our actions without us even realizing. So that's why it becomes so empowering over an extended period of time when you start to notice these shifts. And I was specifically drawn to rebirthing breathwork because I knew that it was very gentle and safe, because it was all nose breathing in and out of the mouth. So we are activating the parasympathetic nervous system. We're in rest and digest. So if you think about it, how are we going to release from our nervous system if we don't feel safe and calm? And I know a lot of other breathwork techniques through the mouth can be activating to the stress response. It can put us back in that triggered state. And that just felt intense for me, that kind of breath work. So I was drawn to this more gentle modality.
I remember that from our work together, that you had a really gentle approach and you wanted to make sure that people felt safe. And that's really the beauty of being a multi-passionate person, creating offerings and infusing all of us and all the things we've learned into these mentorships. And like hearing you come out as a breathwork facilitator, as a multi-passionate transformational guide, as a mentor, it's like, that's what I'm like trying to tell my clients. Like really, like, it's like, be all of you, put all of it in a powerful program, because like you said, sometimes just talking about it isn't enough. And that's why these podcasts are just like the tip of the iceberg of like, ooh, getting introduced to something. And then we get to go deeper and join each other in the powerful work that we host. So I was wondering, when you went to your breathwork trainings, or when you've had these breathwork experiences, what really stood out to you about breathwork? Like what were some of the things that were able to happen after the breathwork sessions that were you noticed almost immediately?
Well, at the beginning of my training was really intense self-development stage of 10 sessions that I received. It was very intense. Mm-hmm. So I was going, because I was going through a divorce at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was healing as I was going through it, plus all of the shit from childhood that was coming up and everything else. It was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I don't know how I would be getting through this season of my life, which is actually very, very stressful. I have still quite a lot of uncertainty because I'm a Brit living in Texas, going through divorce. Obviously, I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I could have maintained the stability that I have for myself if I hadn't have done this breathwork training and have these tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so like impressed. I'm like get obsessed with all of my clients, you know, no matter how far in the past they've joined my programs, I like stalk them and like their posts on the internet. But what I notice about you and what the kind of people that I love to work with are these deep, you're not afraid of the deep work and you're not afraid to go there. And breath work, it sounds like you really get to go there. And that's what you're invite when you invite people into work with you. It's like, wow, like they're going there, and it's such a like honoring experience. This client, coach or client breathwork facilitator, client mentor experience. So,
yeah,
I wanted to also ask, what has your experience been like after the Conscious Creative Business Immersion and getting to work with clients in this way?
I just love seeing the transformation that the breath work provides over an extended period of time. Some people pop in for one session, but what I really love is when someone commits to the 10-week program, because then we can really see these huge shifts, these huge aha moments, the clarity, the epiphanies, the releasing and the cleansing of everything that's just not serving anymore, and stepping into the version of themselves that they're ready to become. It's just, oh, feels amazing.
Oh, I love that. It's like,
yeah,
those are the kind of people, that's why you're my client, because if you're sitting out there and you have these skills of transformation and you have tools, whether it's with cacao, anything in the healing arts, astrology, Akashic record reading, like whatever is your thing to help people transform, that's what it's all about, is like watching people actually transform their lives, release things that they haven't been able to release before. And that connection with you and your clients, that's so cool. I'm sure it's why so many people want to continue their work with you, is like when you're able to hold that space and facilitate such a deep transformation, that's so super cool. And one thing I was so proud of you all, because it was back then, I was there coaching you when you were going through all of these things and while you're in your breathwork certification. And so many people actually, they wait. They, what I loved about you is that you were getting certified in different things. You're already a certified coach, but you're getting certified in different things as you were developing ideas for marketing, for putting the offer together, for getting out there and showing up on the internet. And you didn't hesitate. You didn't say, I need to wait for 5 more certifications.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start my business now as I'm getting certified. I'm gonna or continue my business and shift my niche and deepen my niche. And it's just like we can do all these things. I think the power of the healing arts and your methodology in particular is like it may be intense in the moment, but it gives you more energetic capacity to to do all the things that you were doing at the same time
100%.
And healing at the same time.
Yeah. Because we don't really realize what we've been holding on to until it's gone.
Oh, wow.
You know, because it's just normal, isn't it? It's just your regular life that you're carrying around this backpack, and you don't realize how heavy it's got, this backpack of emotional baggage and old conditioning and programming. And And then once it's gone, it's like, well, I have so much space now to create what I want, because I'm not living from these past traumas, triggers, emotional wounds, all the rest of it. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Amazing. So I also wanted to ask, now I saw your offer, and now the Conscious Creative Business Immersion is designed for folks to put together a long form transformational offer, high value offer. And when I saw that you're like positioning yourself and positioning, yes, this is a kind of marketing word. It's like a business word, but it's like, you're positioning yourself with your words as a mentor because you're getting to include breathwork, coaching, and cacao. And so I love this so much because I remember some of the coaching that I was given was like, you're get it. Like, talk about your breathwork. It doesn't have to be pure coaching because ultimately you're this, you are this mentor that has all these tools and skills and can meet people where they're at. And I wanted to know if you want to talk a little bit about your current interest in certification and how's that going? Because I love cacao, live in the land of cacao. So
cacao, yeah, you do. I need to come and move where you live.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, so I've been doing my own cacao rituals for about 2 years. But it was about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I saw something on social media about ceremonial cacao. And I was like, I think I'm supposed to do that. But I'd never even held a women's circle at that point. So I've been doing my women's circles. I hold moon circles. And the cacao is just naturally a beautiful addition to that space. And it's helped me so much doing it on my own, and I really just wanted to learn how to prepare it in reverence and hold the sacredness of the cacao and learn all about it and the origins and why we use it in the way we do and how it works. And so that's why I'm doing the training, and I'm so excited to start offering it because I love the online space, but I love holding space in person as well. So that's
amazing.
My passion.
Oh, I love it. And I'm just like, yes, where I live, there's like a cacao ceremony every hour. Somebody's hosting a cacao ceremony. Yeah, it's true. I live in Guatemala, and it's sort of actually the cacao shaman that started, I mean, they call him the cacao shaman, but he's the one who started, Keith, he started to bring it to more.
I think people. I've heard of Keith's cacao.
Yep.
I think I've heard of it, yeah.
You must have, yes. Yeah. And he actually just recently passed away. And
oh, that's funny.
And we got to honor, like, it, you know, it's always been a part of the Mayan community, and I live in a Mayan community across the lake, is the has the most indigenous people in all of the world, and Mayan people. And so cacao was really used in their ceremonies. And then it was Keith who started to, you know, work with the modern world of like, hey, we need to bring this medicine everywhere, especially because it's so like legal and also gentle, you know, so like some of the medicines that are not as gentle, some of the plants that are and not as legal and is easily accessible to people. I just love that you're including that in your work, and how beautiful to be able to bring somebody, like ultimately bring somebody to their level of healing that they need, including all these tools. So when you work live, what does that look like?
You mean my in-person events?
Yeah.
Well, I mainly have a lot of people coming to my events from my daughter's school because she goes to this like kind of hippie type school.
I love that.
So I have a big community, which is really nice. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so lovely that we can, and I talk about this often because when people come to me and they see that I do social media help and I help people talk online, because I mean, I'm a traveler, so I want to have international programs so I can take them all around the world. But people forget that we can do live things, and we can invite people live to our online offers, and we can invite people from the online offers. We can have them fly all the way to wherever we are and meet all the
Yeah.
authors. It's so fun
Exactly.
to combine them. Oh, it's so cool that you're going on this journey. So before we introduce your work and your offer a little bit more and go into detail, I was wondering if there's anything that you wanted to let my audience know about healing in general.
That's a really good question because there's so much I could say. I think what I've learned from the beginning of my journey to where I'm at now, when I first started meditating, it was just like so good. It felt so good. I was just like in this love and light and just like, felt like that's all that it was. And that I'd kind of like hit that eureka moment. And I was like, nothing's ever going to bother me ever again now because I just can do this and I'm just going to sit and meditate and feel really great. And then that didn't work. That's not true. The real healing is going into a lot of the stuff that you maybe, your initial self would say, absolutely no way, I'm not doing that, I'm not going there, that's too painful. But I would say, like, once you take the first step and you start to feel so much better, there's no stopping you really, because it's just that initial discomfort of doing something different. And if we stay comfortable, we're going to stay stuck. And it's really noticing that any resistance that you might have to trying something new, aka fear, is really just showing you what you should be doing.
Ooh.
The bigger the fear, the bigger the resistance, the more it's like, this is going to change your life,
Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that. That just got me. I'm going to do something I'm scared of today. That got me in my
I have
heart.
to tell myself as well.
Right. We are women on a path practicing the principles we teach for sure. But thank you for the reminder, because it's like what I'm hearing is that resistance, and what I coach around also, I usually say resistance gets to come along for the ride, but I really love the way you put it of resistance actually is pointing you to what you should probably go ahead and do.
Yes,
It's going to bring you the
exactly.
most like result. It's going to change your life. Right, because ultimately change can be scary. And when we think of like, okay, when we stay stuck in the thing that we're in now, at least we know it. And it's like, it might not be the best, it might not be the most expansive, it might not be our next level, but at least we know it. And that those things could be like things that are not good for us even. Like I know what it's like to make this certain amount of money. But what if I was making this certain amount of money? I don't know what that's like. I don't know what it's like to not have any struggle whatsoever. And so all of these points of healing or expansion, it sounds like if there's resistance there, instead of just letting resistance stop you, you can lean into it. And that's the power of both of our containers and your work in the world of like, well, of course, it's scary if you're trying to do it on your own, if you're trying to breathe differently and like bring up the trauma, and then there's no one there, there's no mentor there to process it through. Maybe you need some coaching afterwards to kind of integrate it into the body, or integrate it, or get it all the way out of the body. Like
Yeah,
whatever we're
definitely.
trying to do with it. But like that's the power of having somebody facilitate and having a mentor as well. So that. Hey there, visionary leader. If you're resonating with this message, I'd like to invite you into your next level life and business. Enrollment has begun for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. This is my signature group container to help you design an offer so delicious, so juicy, so based on your soul gifts that you are thrilled to invite your soulmate clients inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to promote this offer with a ton of heart and to sell out this offer with ease to meet your revenue goals. I would love to have you inside if you are a visionary leader who knows that they are great at what they do. You'd like to collapse the timeline on how long it takes to reach consistent income with an offer that you truly love. Go to the link in the show notes to apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be sitting with your application individually, and I will send an email to let you know if you've been accepted in a few days after application. Thank you for trusting me with your vision, and I can't wait to see what we co-create. Brings me to asking you about your offer that you're currently, that's open to the people that are listening.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I will be I am in the process of creating a group offer, but at the moment I'm taking applications for my one-on-one private mentorship. And it incorporates, of course, the coaching, but rebirthing breathwork, ceremonies, and lots of different nervous system regulation practices. And we're just working with the energy of the body through the coaching, through all these other modalities. And we're working with the different, I don't call them chakras because I work with the womb space. So I call them energy centers in the body, but we're working with those to really become more empowered in those places and tap into the wisdom and what our body really wants to show us needs to heal in those spaces for us to step into that more empowered version of ourselves. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds actually quite fun too. So it's like you step through the shadows and face your fears and ultimately like activating these spaces within us that like get to be seen in this life, get to be expand us in this life. I love that you said the womb space. And before we kind of let people know how they can get in touch with you, if this is all resonating, that really, my womb like wants to hear more actually. What about the womb space is like coming forward for you?
I just think it's this area of ourselves as women that we've not been taught to connect with. We've not been taught to nurture and love. And it just holds so much wisdom. I mean, it's the source of creation. It is a portal that connects, you know, the dimensions, the two dimensions as we come into this world. Like, we're literally a portal in our womb space. And we're actually taught and programmed by society from such a young age to put hate here in this space. She receives so much hate from, we hate our periods, we hate the period pain, we hate having a little pouch, you know, because we're taught we have to have this flat stomach. We're just putting so much hate in this space, and she just so wants to be loved and nurtured and held. And we're holding a lot of trauma there as well in our pelvic bowl. Even if the trauma didn't happen in that space, we're holding it there because it is just this kind of empty space really in our bodies. I feel a very deep connection with the womb. And it really is activating our voice when we heal our womb, because the womb is the same shape as the larynx, isn't it, in the throat. So we become more empowered to say and speak our truths and be who we really are and express ourselves when we connect to the womb. So I just find it fascinating.
I love the way that you word things. And I love that you are the woman that continues to learn and increase your capacity, and you're always going first. Like, you've done these certifications, but in those certifications, there was a lot of work on yourself. And that's the best way to be able to articulate the value of the work that we provide, is going first. And so what you're just saying just reminded me also of all of the trainings and all of the things and how it's all connected, of the drinking the cacao because it opens your heart and then it opens your throat and then you sing and you can sing to the womb. And something that was coming through when you were speaking is the fact that you are a mom. And I know that that's a mum, as we say in England. And I know that that was really important to you. And while you were in, I mean, obviously you're a mum, it's important. important. But I wanted to ask, because the womb space is connected to motherhood. We're all born from that place. So I wanted to just ask, I don't even have a question. I just, now we're in like this mystical realm of beautiful conversation, but is anything coming through for you around motherhood that you wanted to share with my audience?
The womb space. I think it's just really passing on to my daughter these tools and rituals that I've learned that have helped me, helping her to love that space in herself as she grows up. You know, obviously I'm not going to talk to her about it now because she's six, but I think it's such a shame that we became so disconnected for so long from our womanhood, from our womb space. And now to pass that on to your children so that they don't have to go through all of that disconnection that we've had. It's just, that feels really beautiful. And I'm also doing little moon circles with her as well already, which is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did just see that on the internet. Like I said, I'm a fan. That was so cute. Oh my goodness. I just love what you said because it becomes about passing on these healing tools and these community wisdom, ancient wisdom techniques, but techniques isn't even the right rituals. That's what you said.
Yeah, rituals.
More rituals. And it's like passing that on to your daughter. That's just a beautiful rite of passage, and that she, what a lucky girl, like gets to, instead of growing up with more trauma than is necessary, obviously living in the world, we're going to catch the trauma, but you've already living in this Western world, but you're already like developing her and helping her develop in ways that are connected to the earth,
mm-hmm.
and cacao and circling and womanhood and what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a human in this life. And we need these circles, we need community, and we need mentorship and togetherness. So like, congratulations on continuing your rise, even know what you've been through. And I think that mission of bringing it to the generations beyond, like it makes, you know, any obstacle, it kind of dissolves these obstacles. Like, I'm willing to face this fear. I'm willing to go deeper than most people go because there's something that matters. And for anyone listening, like if you don't have children, like you get to find what matters to you in this healing, in the self-healing, whether you're healing yourself or you're healing yourself so that you can be better, have better capacity to help others and you're a facilitator. Like, it all matters. Each moment, each program you join, each certification you get, it all matters to your mission. So to close, I'm sure there are people on the edge of their seat who want to know how they can apply to work with you. If you're out there and you're like, yes, this is my girl, this is my coach, this is what I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to heal, how can they get in touch with you?
Instagram is the best place. It's Sister Soaring, but Sister is spelled with an A instead of an E. So it's Sister, technically Sister Soaring.
Sister. I will leave your Instagram link. And part of what I do is help people to express themselves online. And you've just been doing that so beautifully and naturally over this year since the program, but even before, you had a growing community. And I know that you joined after you had a switch in your niche and you were, you know, going through some things and you joined and you had a community and you were there, just adding so much love and light and like vulnerability to the business community and the immersion. And I just wanted to honor that moment that we had together and remember fondly. And
yeah,
I, And yeah, if you wanted to talk a little bit about what that was like for you, in case there's anyone out there that's like, yeah, I'm getting certified, I don't know like how to put a business together, like do I even want a business? Like what were some of the thoughts that brought you to the immersion and what do you think you gained?
Yeah, so in the immersion, it was so lovely because it was like this group of women that kind of just got all the stuff that I got. We were just kind of like on the same page, and it just was felt really comforting, that every week I could join that group when I was going through a lot of difficult personal challenges as well. It was, yeah, it felt like a little nurturing bubble of women who just understood, even if they didn't get what I was going through, it was a very beautiful support network, I think. And I still speak to some of them now. Yeah, we're IG buddies. So that's nice. Yeah,
Yes, I mean,
really
I
nice.
posted so many groups, and I say every time this is my favorite group, and I just like to remember each favorite group, like, because
Yeah.
that was such a special moment. It
It
was
was,
one of the only
yeah.
groups where it's all women, and many of them were moms, and that doesn't happen every time, and it's just like,
Yeah.
I remember what a cool, special, creative group that was. And that's the power of groups. Whether you join Lucy's program, whether you join mine, it's like you will continue relationships with these
Yeah.
people. They'll, if you're joining a business program, they'll be your biz buddies, because if you're joining a healing program, you want to have healing buddies. You definitely want to have people that, exactly what you said. It's not that they're going through the same exact thing, but you're all aligned to working towards something. And whether you're creating a business, creating an offering, putting yourself out there, it's like you get to do that even as the human things are coming up. Like, how do
Yeah.
we do this? How do we keep going? How do we keep empowering ourselves? How do we keep sharing our medicine even when we're going through it? And it sounds like community. So get yourself inside the room. Ring up
Yeah.
Lucy on Instagram. She's an open book. She's really personable, and apply for her program. It was so lovely coaching you. It was so lovely chatting with you. And
Yeah, thank you for having me.
yes, of course, there is a
Yeah.
little sneaky little question that I like to ask at the end of these things. And I think the one that's coming through, so that's so sneaky, but the one that's coming through for you is, if you could say anything to your younger self, and at any point in your younger self journey, to invite them to know that you'd be who you are today on a
Yeah.
healing journey, facilitating transformation, what would you say to younger Lucy?
One day it will all make sense. The pain and the struggle and the suffering and the negative self, just everything will all make sense one day. That you'll understand the reason why it happened. And oh, no, I don't want
That got me like
to cry. Yeah,
the first sentence. It
it makes sense.
was
You'll
a boom.
understand the reason why all of those things had to happen to get you to the place where you are now. Because I think that's what it is in life, isn't it? You think all of the difficult stuff that happened when you're going through something else difficult, you're like, oh, that had to all happen to get me prepared for this. But then something else will happen and you'll be like, that's just life. And as soon as you embrace that and get the tools to be able to deal with those situations, then it becomes a lot more flowy. I don't want to say easy. Flows. It just flows. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. It is that healing is not easy, but it's worth it.
Yes.
And when you have, it sounds like when you have the tools and you have the support, it becomes more simple. It's like, show up to the call,
Yeah.
feel yourself, feel the pain, breathe it
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, just show up for it. Oh, wow. Lucy, this was such a beautiful conversation. I'm so happy we finally get
Yes.
around to like having it, and I can't wait for people to receive this lovely transmission. It was such an honor coaching you. It was such an honor having you.
Yeah, it was great being coached by you. Thank you, Christina.
Oh,
It
thank
was amazing.
you. Okay. We'll talk so soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.